mistake I used to make before. If I'm helpless, tell me now, tell me now. If I'm helpless, tell me now, tell me now. If I'm helpless, tell me now, tell me now. And I'll stop trying to figure it out. The same brain that brings me ecstasy.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. You just heard Helpless by John Mayer, and that's from his most recent album, The Search for Everything. And he actually semi-announced, it wasn't a super official announcement, but over TikTok he announced that his latest album is mixed and mastered, and he said he's been sharing it with friends and family. And I think this morning or last night he posted a short clip of an intro of one of the songs, and hard to say much from that, but it sounds good from the few seconds that we got to hear. But you know, I'm a huge John Mayer fan, and I'm excited to hear some new music from him. It's been a few years now, so that was released in 2017, so almost 4 years since his last album. So yeah, excited for more music from him. But yeah, and also I don't usually agree with what I'm not usually super into what the automation plays, but they played Homeward Bound, if you were listening to the show a little early. And that reminded me of, if you've been watching March Madness, there's an ad that keeps playing with Homeward Bound playing, so that was a nice version of that. But yeah, I hope you're all enjoying the nice weather. It's a gorgeous day here on the Medford Somerville campus or at Tufts. And it's been a nice weekend. It was nice to get outside and played some volleyball with some of my friends, which was fun. And also watching a lot of basketball. My bracket's a little bit in shambles, I will admit, but it seems like everyone's is. There's been quite a few upsets, so I'm shocked if anyone had Oral Roberts making it to the Sweet 16. But either way, I'm only 3 points behind my dad's bracket in a pool that we're in together. So hoping for a Kansas victory later today and a few other things to go my way to catch up. But that's the only real matchup that matters to me, at least. But yeah, so I'm excited to keep watching those games and excited to share more music tonight with you all as the sun's setting here in Medford. So up next is a Billy Joel classic from Glass Houses. I actually heard this on the radio last week and hadn't heard it in a while. It's always, I always like to put on a classic vinyl or a classic rewind to listen to some old classics that I've forgotten about. So this is one of them. But up next is You May Be Right by Billy Joel.
Wasn't hurt. then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Well, I know, you probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
So bright, like like to make everything alright. Oh, Mexico. Baby's hungry, the money's all gone. Folks back home don't wanna talk on the phone. She gets a long letter, sends back a postcard. Times are hard. Go down. Y'all talking about in Mexico.
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 A former talk show host, everybody knows his name. He said there's no doubt about it, it was a myth of fingerprints. I've seen them all, and man, they're all the same. Well, the sun gets weary and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on the black pit town. Now somebody it's not just me and it's not just you. This is all around the world. Out in the Indian Ocean somewhere, there's a former army post, abandoned now just like the war. And there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's what that old army post was for. Well, the sun gets bloody and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on the black pit town. Somebody said, what's a better thing to do? Well, it's not just me and it's not just you. This is all around the world. Over the mountain, down in the valley, lives the former talk show host. Far and wide his name was known. He said there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's why we must learn to live alone.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap again, you first heard You May Be Right by Billy Joel off of Glass Houses. And next you heard Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix off of, it's the title track of Are You Experienced. I think it's technically the Jimi Hendrix Experience. But that was one of my favorite songs, I guess kind of, you know, in late middle school, early high school. Because I had that whole album on my I don't know, iPhone, iPod Touch, whatever. So I listened to that all the time, and you know, it's kind of a, you know, pretty like psychedelic album and song. And I think they use like backwards guitar recordings, which was, you know, pretty new, and not a lot of people did experimental stuff like that. So it's a really cool album, and I like that song a lot. Next was a live version of Mexico by James Taylor. I thought of that one because it's spring break sort of here. We have Friday off, and I don't have Friday classes, so it's not really a real day off for me, but it's technically spring break this week, so it reminded me of last year. I was supposed to go to Cancun with my a cappella group, and that obviously got canceled because I think it was, yeah, about a year ago this week, so it was right at the beginning of all that stuff when that was supposed to happen, so we did not get to go, so you know, I guess play that song to be hopeful that, you know, we can get back to that, you know, vacationing and all that stuff soon. But it's not an encouragement to go now. I know a lot of people got in trouble in Miami Beach this past weekend because of spring breakers. So stay safe for now. But hopefully with some vaccines coming our way, things will take a turn sooner rather than later. I know my girlfriend and one of my closest friends here at Tufts got it this weekend, actually. So trying to be patient for mine, but I'm glad that they got theirs. So next was All Around the World or The Myth of Fingerprints. That was by Paul Simon off of Graceland featuring Los Lobos, a band that I don't know too well, but I Googled them to see if I could find any fun facts, and it was their bassist's birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to Conrad, the bassist of Los Lobos. But I think that's the closing track of Graceland, which is one of my favorite albums ever. It's so incredible, and Paul Simon's obviously a songwriting legend, and I hope you enjoyed that one from Paul Simon. But we'll get right back into the music. Up next is a pretty long but I think really good version of Birdsong by the Grateful Dead from Vineta, Oregon. I've been playing a lot of songs from that show. They titled it Sunshine Daydream, but that's from Vineta, Oregon, from August 27th of 1972, which I think I like 72 and 77 the best of all the touring years of the Grateful Dead, but that's a highly debated topic in the Deadhead world. So if you're a fan, I'll let you decide for yourself. But this one is from 72. Yes, so we'll get right into Birdsong after a quick PSA.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never
let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. same sweet song again. So sweet as passing by. Laugh in the sunshine, sing, cry in the dark, fly through the night. Go.
like a bird would hit her sing. All I know she sang a little while and then flew on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you. Snow and rain. If you hear that same sweet song again, you know why. Anyone who sings to me so sweet is passing by.
Times unconsciously I'd stumbled on the path shoulders. Sun rises in the east. I'm worn and bruised, but I am here at least. I guess I'm just an obstacle, a thing to overcome. If I could sneak around myself again, I'll know I've won. The moment seems to hang and float before me with no end, till I'm released, awakened beast. I'm on the road again. A fleck of dust up in the sky, where tiny clouds go sailing by. Pull me down today. Pull me down today.
Hello and welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. To recap, again, you first heard Birdsong from Vineta, Oregon on August 27th of 1972. A really great show from, you know, kind of their prime. Again, I mentioned before, it's one of my favorite years that they were on tour. But I hope you enjoyed that one from the Grateful Dead. Next was Mountains in the Mist by Paige McConnell and Trey Anastasio off of their album December, which they recorded over quarantine together. And it's possible it would make sense that they released it in December, but to be honest, it was released in 2021, so maybe it was recorded in December or something like that. But yeah, so I mean, they're both, you know, from Phish. Trey's the lead guitarist and singer, and Paige is the pianist. But you know, they're Phish is known for long jams and, you know, humorous lyrics and all that stuff. But this is you know, much more mellow and kind of pretty, and you know, it's just a guitar, piano, and singing. So I think it's, you know, quite beautiful in a few ways. But definitely a different vibe for both of them. But you know, they both just love music and everything about music, even though they tend to have some fun and make some jokes on stage. But I've been enjoying listening to that little album. I think it's only five songs from Paige and Trey. Lastly was Breathe Deeper by Tame Impala off of the Slow Rush. And that album was released over a year ago, and it's just taken me a while to you know, come around to it. But I finally have, and I've been listening to it on repeat for the past week. There's the songs that I've liked for a while, and I've slowly kind of, you know, learning the music and starting to like it more. And then I think just kind of in the past week, I realized that, you know, listening to it kind of all in one sitting is pretty fun. And you know, I love all the music from Tame Impala, and I'm excited to finally have the motivation to listen to this album over and over again. And this is one of my favorite songs that I've kind of discovered more in the past week. So I hope you enjoyed that one from Tame Impala from their recent album, The Slow Rush. But yeah, that's about all the time that we have this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, you know, as always, be sure to tune back in next Monday from 7 to 8. I look forward to coming back and sharing some more music as we approach the last 2 months of the show, as I wind down and look forward to, not look forward to, but, you know, look ahead to graduation and finish up my time here at Tufts. But anyway, I hope you all have a great week, and yeah, be sure to tune in next week. To send you off, here is Casey Jones by Jerry Garcia and David Grispin. Not the Grateful Dead song Casey Jones, but it's a traditional folk song, also called Casey Jones. It's kind of funny, but a different song than the Grateful Dead classic, but still by Jerry Garcia from Grateful Dead, featuring David Grispin. So here is Casey Jones.
Draw a pension at your papa's death.
children, now get your hat. Tell me, mama, what do you mean by that? Get your hat, put it on your head. Going to town, see your papa is dead. Blinds so that the bums can ride. If they ride, let them ride the rods. Put their trust in the hand of God. Casey said before he died, two more roads that I want to ride. People said, what road, Casey, can it be? From Colorado and the San Diego.